This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. We're always talking about design and inclusion on this show. Specifically, we're talking about building codes and how to make spaces more accessible and more inclusive for everybody. But one of the areas where we have not necessarily dug in deep is in the heritage space, those buildings that have been given special privileges under building codes. Well, there is something going on aimed to address that issue. It's called Human Space. It's aiming to eliminate some of the physical barriers to heritage buildings across the country. And joining us now to tell you more about it is Jesse Climates, the director and architect of Human Space. Hey, Jesse, thank you for making time for us. So happy to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So, Jesse, when we're talking about heritage spaces, sometimes people will really get their hackles up in regards to any changes. So I'm curious, even as you're endeavoring in this on the front end, I'm curious, are you already encountering a little bit of blowback and pushback from some of the folks who just don't want any touches up to their heritage buildings at all?
That's a great question. I would say not yet. I think we are getting quite a bit of interest in the project, both from the design and architecture and heritage industry, as well as from the accessibility disability community and the public, general interest about the project and what it's all about.
So let's go down that road a little bit. Tell us a little bit about, give us the overview, give us the elevator pitch of what you guys are trying to accomplish with the Heritage for All project.
Sure. It's a 2.5-year project, and it's funded by Accessibility Standards Canada's Advancing Accessibility Standards Research Program, and it's aimed to address barriers to access in Canada's heritage buildings. And the purpose of the work is to inform Accessibility Standards Canada's creation of a model standard that will include federal heritage properties. And so our findings will also be made publicly available.
By its nature, we know that heritage means that we're talking about buildings that have a historical purpose, and oftentimes that means they're buildings that are a bit older. So I'm sure there's some self-evidence in this question, but what are some of the common inaccessibilities and barriers that are generally found in a heritage building?
So as we undertake an extensive review of the federal heritage building stock across the country, this helps us to better understand the range of the building types, their heritage attributes, and the uses of these buildings. So some examples of barriers found at heritage sites that we aim to better understand and explore further include, for example, inaccessible building entrances, security points, paths of travel, signage and wayfinding, vertical access through a building, use of controls, service counters, and washrooms, just to name a few. So those are areas that we're going to be looking to address and understand more within the community and within the research project of these buildings themselves.
You mentioned that right now you're in the big research phase, trying to look at more of these properties and figure out what some of the specificities are. I'm curious, how big is the scope? How many buildings are you looking at this point?
Sure. So there's approximately 1,300 federal heritage buildings across Canada. And so our goal is to look at a sample set of buildings that identify both at national reach, as well as buildings that are in urban centers across Canada, where there is higher traffic and higher use within these buildings. So it's quite extensive, and we're looking at least 50 buildings across the country that are examples or archetypes of different heritage buildings within the federal government's heritage portfolio.
And who are some of the people who you're going to be partnering with along the way here?
Sure. So we are partnering with a few different organizations. This includes the Kite Research Institute, Easter Seals Canada, the Canadian Association of Heritage Professionals, the Canadian Disability Foundation, a heritage architect, Phil Goldsmith, and the National Trust for Canada. And our goal together with these organizations is to seek and better understand the issues and the challenges and the opportunities of improving accessibility within various historic contexts. And a large part of our work is going to be to engage in a national outreach campaign with disability groups, heritage professionals, and other interested parties to participate in virtual workshops and sharing of feedback to inform the work.
We talk about design on the show quite a bit. And one of the things that we always talk about is that aesthetics and inclusion, aesthetics and accessibility are not mutually exclusive. They can go hand in hand. They can work together. I'm curious, do you guys already have a couple theories about where happy mediums can be found so you don't get those big public protests outside the outside some popular heritage building in somebody's community?
Yes. I would say, we through Human Space, we've done quite a bit of work over the years as an inclusive design consultancy to address issues of accessibility and beauty, for example, or accessibility and great design, and they can go hand in hand. And that's usually through a process, an inclusive design process of engaging with a wide group of users and having different perspectives on a project and working together to find solutions that that can make sense for a given design or a project.
I know it's still in the early phases for you and your partners and colleagues who are working on this, but is there an element of curiosity here for you as well, a chance to learn about some of these heritage places? Is there kind of a double-edged to this sword, a positive double-edged to the sword for you as someone who's interested in design, but maybe learning a little bit more about some of these historic places?
Yes, these heritage buildings really tell us so much about our history. And really the goal of this project is to unravel ways that we can preserve historical integrity and balance the need for accessibility so that a greater number of people, regardless of their disability, can experience these spaces. So there really is quite a bit of interest and excitement from the research team and the participating organizations to learn more about these precious sites and how we can make them inclusive to the greatest number of people.
What are some of the next steps for you and your colleagues, as this project unfolds?
Yeah, so the project has now begun with an initial investigation phase. And at this phase, we are undertaking an environmental scan of federally owned heritage buildings. So we're looking at all the different buildings across the country and which ones are going to be example or precedent-based building sets and criteria that we can assess. And then the next piece of work will follow with a national outreach campaign. And that will be through participation in virtual workshops and receiving feedback to inform the work. And that will be to understand common issues and challenges that people across all different perspectives and different disability groups experience within the built environment. And then we will look at that in comparison to the heritage requirements of different sites and where the median is between the two to come up with solutions. So this is a long and extensive project. And the next phase will be collecting information about the sites and then starting to host a series of virtual workshops.
This sounds like a really fascinating one and one that our audience would be keen to follow along with. Where can folks learn more about Human Space and Heritage for All?
Thanks. So we're just at the beginning of the project, we are setting up a communications page about the project, which will be on our website at humanspace.global, and also through our social media accounts on Twitter and LinkedIn. There'll be more information available soon to become involved in the project. So we are just underway now with setting up our communications program for the project and having all the information live on our website on a page that's focused on heritage for all.
Jesse, this is super cool. Good luck as the project unfolds, and hopefully we get a chance to connect with you again down the road to learn about the progress you're making. Thank you for making time for us today.
Great. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.